Today is Wednesday, the 29th of January, in the third week of Ordinary Time. Silent, surrendered, calm and still, open to the Word of God. In all that is going on around me, all the movement, all the noise, can I find a moment of calmness and stillness now? Can I feel God's presence here and surrender myself to it, opening myself to listen to God's Word? Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
Again, Jesus began to teach beside the sea. Such a very large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat on the sea and sat there, while the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. He began to teach them many things in parables, and in his teaching he said to them, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and it sprang up quickly, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. Other seed fell into good soil, and brought forth grain, growing up and increasing, and yielding 30, 60, and 100-fold. And he said, Let anyone with ears to hear listen.
In Mark's Gospel, whenever Jesus is beside the sea, something important happens. What do you think is the important thing that's taking place here? Why do you think Jesus is in a boat? Jesus tells a story about different kinds of seed here. Did you notice how many different kinds of seed he mentions? Can you imagine what they might represent? Now, hear the passage again. What's the first word that Jesus says, and what's the last word? Why do you think this is? What's the message to you today?
Again, Jesus began to teach beside the sea. Such a very large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat on the sea and sat there, while the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. He began to teach them many things in parables, and in his teaching he said to them, Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and it sprang up quickly, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. Other seed fell into good soil, and brought forth grain, growing up and increasing, and yielding 30, 60, and 100-fold. And he said, Let anyone with ears to hear listen.
Finally, in your own words, address your prayer to God, who sows his seed so generously. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.